is this.
I am happy.
I don't think you are.
I am.
Yeah, it can be tough at times. That's part of it, isn't it? I've got a great job, brilliant kids, amazing friends. I'm a very lucky lady, I know that.
All right, there's no need to rub it in.
A trailer from the film Happy Go Lucky, which won Sally Hawkins a Best Actress Award at the Golden Globes for her portrayal of a relentlessly positive schoolteacher. Mike Lee was nominated for an Oscar for the screenplay, which is somewhat ironic as his films don't have scripts as such. The director of Naked and Secrets and Lies sets out a basic premise which the actors develop through improvisation in rehearsals. At its Czech premiere at the weekend, Mike Lee discussed Happy Go Lucky and his unusual approach to filming with Ian Willoughby.
You know, I just wanted to make a film that in some way just confronted us with the fact that the world is disastrous and somehow some people are positive, you know. Poppy is a teacher, the central character, and, you know, that's nurturing the future, that's, you know, caring for kids. You have to be optimistic. So it's a film about being optimistic, but also being realistic. She's a very hard-headed, serious woman, but who has a great sense of life and a great sense of humour.
You're well known for giving actors a relatively large role in the creative process. How much does the very idea of a film for you depend on a particular actor or actors and their being available? For example, would we have had Naked without David Sewell?
No, absolutely not. I mean, each character in every one of my films is the unique possession of that actor, is the creation of that actor. And if it had been another actor, then it would have been different in some way. Which isn't to say that they're playing themselves, but there's no question that they make a very specific creative contribution. But you see, the thing is, that's true of all movies. It's not just my films. I mean, even if there's a script that's been written, then you look around for an actor, in the end, the particular actor who plays the part will inform the film in a very specific way because that is that actor.
But even still, you do give them a far greater creative role and there's more improvisation in the preparation of the films. Why do you think other filmmakers don't use that process more, or that approach rather, more?
Well, I don't know about why or why not or anything. I do know that what I do is deeply personal and totally idiosyncratic and to some extent eccentric. And, you know, in a way, with all due respect, it's like asking Van Gogh why all painters don't paint with thick, bright yellow paint and they don't all paint sunflowers. I mean, I just do not know the answer to that, and nor would Vincent Van Gogh.
There's quite a bit of humour in Happy Go Lucky, and I often get the impression that British humour is internationally very popular. Why do you think it is? What do you think it is about British humour that travels so well?
Well, I think all humour travels. I mean, humour is humour, and people are, you know, people the world over have a sense of humour. I mean, it would be true to say that perhaps there are places in the world where it's harder to locate the sense of humour, and certainly if you have a sense of irony, you can access what we call the British sense of humour, although I think there are all kinds of senses of humour in the islands of Britain, of the British Isles. I don't in the end think that what's funny about my films is uniquely English or British. I think, these things are kind of universal, really.
Director Mike Lee, who was presented with a Christian Award for contribution to world cinema at Febiofest in Prague on Friday. The film festival, now in its 16th year, closed in the Czech capital with a screening of Happy Go Lucky before moving on to a number of other towns and cities in the Czech Republic. Now, here's something that may be of interest.